Good evening, it is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's News Collective, Christina Laurie, Lauren Tucker, and Jesse Bell. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, Wattle Eyewear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at ScreeningRoomKingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. Kingston City Council rejects proposal to convert 309 Queen Mary Road into family medicine and diagnostic clinic. In a heated council meeting earlier this week, Kingston City Councilors voted 11-2 against a motion to convert 309 Queen Mary Road into a family medicine and diagnostic center. The city purchased the property in December 2023 from Extendicare, which has now relocated to a larger facility. The current tentative plans for 309 Queen Mary Road include space for 30 to 35 transitional housing units, along with complementing support services, a smaller healthcare clinic being within that. The sole motion of the night, which dominated the four-hour meeting brought forward by Councillor Jeff McLaren and supported by Councillor Lisa Osanek, suggested using the property to address the healthcare crisis in Kingston by turning it into a one-stop shop medical facility offering family medicine, diagnostic clinics, and other health-related services. In the proposal, it was suggested that the entirety of the building be used for this purpose. With a projection of upwards of 53,000 residents unattached to family care physicians by 2026, McLaren argued that Kingston needed to be innovative in tackling the healthcare crisis. He emphasized the potential of the proposed one-stop-shop clinic to increase accessibility, treatment, and overall health outcomes for thousands of residents. The meeting saw significant community engagement, with more than 22 community members often taking the podium with family and friends by their side, standing before council to speak to the motion. 20 of the delegations were in support of the motion, and a petition sporting 1,879 signatures in support was presented to council.
Over 50,000 residents will not have a family physician in 18 short months. So while other cities continue floundering, throwing more money at solutions that aren't working, let's put Kingston on the map by taking a bold and innovative step today. I ask council members to listen to the desperate cries of tens of thousands of their own constituents.
Thousands of Ontarians are facing similar heart-rending news for lack of primary care, and they have felt abandoned by the system. We need to tell them, and they need to know, that they are not alone. The question is, will City Council abandon those people? Will you abandon your fellow Kingstonians who are sick? Sick with worry, sick of lining up, sick with fear, sick of hearing no. No to the hope of care, no to reaching the end of the line, no to hope of having a doctor, no to any hope whatsoever. We need a new approach, and Queen Mary Road offers a transformative opportunity for primary care. But you as councillors, as stewards of the public good, you must ask yourselves, what is the greatest pressing need of our community? Because if it's not providing family doctors for the close to 40,000 of your fellow Kingstonians that are suffering, tell them no clearly and loudly, tell all 40,000 of them tonight no. We are not talking here about taking on the province's financial responsibility in healthcare. We are talking about creating the conditions for success.
I know what it's like to be homeless because I used to be homeless. During this time, I was able to identify on a macro scale, there was a crisis on the streets with mental health and addictions, a drug epidemic no one seems to be talking about. What saved me and got me off the streets was medical support and a family doctor. But we all have a story, don't we? Each of us has a story. And those without a doctor sure do have a story. It's evident here tonight. I've given over 13 years of my life dedicated to working with the senior demographic. Over the last few years especially, the main thing seniors say to me is they feel like they have been forgotten. And the second most common thing I hear them say is they feel like they have little to no support from the medical field. This is the result of not having a family doctor. It breaks my heart, and it's unacceptable. Imagine watching your parents, friends, spouse, or relatives suffer in atrophy and frailty because we didn't do enough to bring in quality, sustainable health care and doctors by supporting the use of 309 Queen Mary Road as a full family medical care center. Human to human, counselors, I am asking on behalf of Kingston to work alongside us. Do the right thing. Vote in favor of Councillor McLaren's motion to make 309 Queen Mary Road 100% family medical center. And if you don't vote in favor, are you ready to justify to the 38,000 Kingstonians who don't have a doctor that their health and wellness is not a priority?
I am aware that this is not unique to Kingston, but you as city officials have a wonderful opportunity to be leaders in the ongoing healthcare crisis and to look for creative solutions. The building at 309 Queen Mary Road is a perfect solution. And the council needs to listen to the greater needs of their constituents and pass the motion to convert the building at 309 Queen Mary Road into a family medical facility in its entirety.
However, two of those delegations raised concerns about the loss of space for transitional housing and services.
I want to just briefly mention there are a lot of voices that we did not hear from tonight, and that is the homeless. The people tonight that will be sleeping in Bell Park, sleeping on sidewalks. We're not here tonight to dismiss the stories of people struggling to get health care. We just don't want the council to forget about the commitment to the homeless. And unfortunately, the proposal before you does take away significant resources from people who have no place to sleep tonight. In the past year, this council has the sleeping cabins have disappeared. The Bell Park encampment is under continuous risk of eviction. And City Council passed a Community Standards Act that, in many people believe, criminalizes poverty. So remember that the compelling voices that have been here tonight, those are important voices and they need to be attended to. But council cannot retreat from this important commitment to provide transitional housing.
Patients, families without doctors, and my heart goes out to you. I also have family members who are orphaned patients. But I want to bring up one thing that all of you have in common that these folks do not. And tonight you are going to go home to a roof over your head. You're going to open up your refrigerator and get a cold beverage, maybe have a shower, or at least be able to lay down on something soft. 309 Queen Mary Road, the old Extendicare, was in the midst of becoming a transitional and affordable housing.
These concerns about the potential impact on affordable housing initiatives were echoed by councillors, as well as concerns regarding the feasibility of the project as a whole.
Understanding that we have a family doctor shortage here and that it is a provincial responsibility, I cannot support this motion and this plan as it currently exists, and I encourage my fellow councillors to not support it. I cannot support removing funding from affordable housing working funds. I cannot support removing 35 transitional housing units from the plan for this property. And I cannot support removing transitional housing units from our strategic goals, goals which we all voted on unanimously in favor of. Housing and family doctors do not need to be goals in conflict with each other. This is not an either-or thing or a tit-for-tat situation. These are very serious files that we need to move forward on together. And I feel that this motion, perhaps inadvertently, has put those goals in conflict with each other.
I did refer to some of these efforts as shuffling the deck chairs on the Titanic. So I cannot support this for all of those reasons. I commend Councillor McLaren for his care for the community and for wanting to provide better health care. But the numbers don't add up. And as I've said multiple times, health is everything, and that begins with finding a place to live, finding a place to call home.
As already mentioned, there is more questions than answers. There is no plan. There is no total cost associated with this motion. There is no plan with recruiting medical professionals. This is like being asked to have faith. Trust me. Well, when it comes to city funds and operations, I don't make decisions on faith. I need concrete evidence. It's like signing a blank check, and I don't sign blank checks. As such, I am vehemently opposed to this motion.
We as a council voted unanimously to approve this strategic plan that includes both supportive housing and retention of family doctors. We have people without a doctor, years without a doctor. Three of my kids for well over 8 years have not had a doctor. We have people without a permanent home and no hope of a home. This motion would remove the possibility of doing both. How does one choose? I choose both. I cannot support this motion at this time.
But our strategic plan is more than just a direction to city staff. There are values as council. They're the values of our city. They're the values we agreed upon unanimously at the start of our term and the principles through which we govern. If our principles are ignored at the first time of hardship or community blowback, then our principles are worthless and we will never achieve the goals that we set out when we were elected. I cannot support this motion.
While supporters of the proposal stress its potential to attract additional healthcare professionals to Kingston, opponents question the reliance on provincial funding, the loss of potential housing units, and the overall feasibility of the proposed model. Councillor McLaren maintained that this is a feasible plan and claimed that there were misunderstandings throughout the discussion.
There's a lot of misunderstandings here, a lot of numbers that were inaccurate, little claims that this will be exactly what it's not. We are in our lane, exactly what the city can do. We're not funding healthcare. Saying that is just wrong and misunderstanding everything that's been said. But there's other considerations. Access to healthcare is the social determinant of health. If you are poor and if you are rich and you don't have access to a doctor, you are in the same boat.
Councillors and community members alike are left to consider how the space at 309 Queen Mary Road can help to address the pressing challenges facing Kingston. The city is accepting feedback and providing updates on plans for the site on Get Involved Kingston. That's at getinvolved.cityofkingston.ca. That wraps up your headlines for this evening, and next up is Lauren Tucker with your CFRC Arts Desk.
Thanks so much, Christina. Here's your arts and culture news for the week. In its seventh iteration, the Festival of Live Digital Art hits Kingston this weekend, June 13th to 15th. This year's lineup features a wide variety of installations and performances and an opening night musical performance from Cacao at the Broom Factory. More information on showtimes and tickets are available at Fulda.ca, and you can check out last week's curator and tune in this week at 2 p.m. for interviews giving you a behind-the-scenes look at the festival. Running from now until June 22nd at the Union Gallery are two new exhibitions. In the main space is Home Sweet Home, 16 acts of sustainable storytelling from 16 local youth artists, curated by Ray Parsons, collaborating with Youth Imagine the Future. In the project room, Elusive Sight by Elizabeth Hunt will be presented, engaging with land use in her Chemical Valley hometown in Sarnia. This exhibition includes an ant farm, video projections, silver halide photographs, and live atmospheric data consolidated into a visual spreadsheet. Union Gallery is located on the first floor of Stauffer Library and is open Tuesdays through Saturdays. Visit uniongallery.queensu.ca for more information. Registration for summer term programming at the Kingston School of Art opens on June 1st, and Pride programming kicks in all June. Every Saturday in June, you can drop by for button making or making paper drag queens and kings for all ages, or catch Pride Sunday events with Visioning Our Queer Future collage workshop, Color Explosion watercolor and ink family event, drag queen story time, drag character workshop, and the Don't Be a Drag, Be a Queen artist talk with Gila Munster. Be sure to check out ksoa.info for more on these and all upcoming events. At the TriArt Gallery, you can catch the art show Red as a part of their ongoing pigment series. Red pigment serves as the primary shade for a variety of pieces from many different participating artists, in what is sure to be an interesting and bold thematic showcase. TriArt Gallery is located in downtown Kingston in the back of Art Noise and celebrates the work of local artists working with local TriArt materials, and it is free for you to peruse. The exhibition runs until June 22nd. Beginning May 30th and running until June 15th, the Bottle Tree Studio Series presents Dressing Amelia by Chloe Whitehorn, directed by Will Britton. Performances run Thursdays through Saturdays each evening at 7:30 p.m. during the run, with Sunday matinees at 2:30 p.m. Tickets are just over $25, including tax and handling fees. For more on this production, you can visit BottleTreeInc.com. And every Monday at Daft Brewing, Bon Evans hosts Music Trivia Mondays at 7 p.m. Put your music knowledge to the test in 4 more rounds of trivia, whether you're going it solo or in a team with clips, questions, and more. The winning team walks away at the end of the night with a $50 gift card and bragging rights, so be sure to check it out for a Monday night of music and fun. Kingston welcomes back Movies in the Square this summer, and the full lineup has now been announced. This summer, you can mark your calendars for 10 Things I Hate About You on June 27th, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning on July 11th, Barbie on July 18th, The Italian Job on July 25th, A League of Their Own on August 1st, Beetlejuice on August 8th, Freaky Friday on August 15th, Night at the Museum Battle of the Smithsonian on August 22nd, and Lilo and Stitch on August 29th. Be sure to mark your calendars now to experience your favorite films for free this summer under the stars. And coming up at the screening room, be sure to catch special screenings of 1953's Roman Holiday on June 13th, Paris is Burning on June 13th as well, and But I'm a Cheerleader on June 14th to celebrate Pride. Also in Pride at the screening room is Pride in Conversation with Michael Rowe, presented by Kingston Writers Fest on June 12th at 6:30 p.m. This is an author talk about the Lambda Award winner's book Pride that reflects on the 50th anniversary of Toronto's first gay rights march, along with host Trevor Campbell of the You Made Me Queer podcast. Tickets to this event are $20 for general admission, although pay what you can options are available. There's also new arrivals and special screenings all the time, so be sure to check back at screeningroomkingston.com for more cinema adventures. That's all I've got for you on Arts Desk today. Now I'll turn it over to Jesse Bell at the Sports Desk.
This is Jesse Bell from the CFRC Sports Desk, and this is your sports report for Monday, June 10th, 2024. The NBA Finals and the NHL Stanley Cup Playoff Finals have shared one thing in common. So far, it's been all about Eastern Conference domination, as both the Eastern Conference Florida Panthers and the Eastern Conference Boston Celtics have been dominating their respective series. Game 1 of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals was played on Saturday, June 8th, and it saw a 3-0 Florida victory. Carter Verhaeghe scored the first goal of the Stanley Cup Finals, his 10th of the playoffs, with about 4 minutes to go in the first period. Florida would add one goal in each of the final two periods to take a commanding 3-0 Game 1 victory. Sergei Bobrovsky had an excellent game, recording a 32-save shutout. Game 2 is scheduled to play at 8 p.m. this evening. In the NBA Finals, the Dallas Mavericks kept Game 2 of their 7-game series closer than the first, but still fell to the Boston Celtics by a score of 105-98. For the Mavericks, this is a 10-point improvement, as they were blown out of the water in Game 1, 107-89. Things look grim for the Mavericks, but they are going to be playing the next two games on their home court, hoping to split the series and make things competitive against a Boston team that has been dominant all regular season and has been nearly unstoppable in the postseason. Speaking of dominant, the U18 Kingston Grenadiers continue their dominant season as they recorded a 38-15 victory on the road against the Cumberland Panthers. The U16 squad, however, did not find the same success, losing 45-6 to a very strong Cumberland Panthers squad. The senior team is an undefeated 3-0 on the season, while the U16 junior team sits at 3-1. In other local football news, the Kingston Sharks U19 women's tackle football team fell to the Peel women's U19 team by a score of 14-0 on Saturday. The Sharks will next be in action on Saturday, June 15th at 7 p.m. in Clarington, taking on the Clarington Knights. We will conclude the sports report with a quick rundown of CFL scores. Last week was the first week of the CFL season. The Toronto Argonauts defeated the BC Lions 35-27 yesterday. The Calgary Stampeders defeated the Hamilton Tiger Cats 32-24 on Friday. The Saskatchewan Roughriders defeated the Edmonton Elks 29-21 on Saturday, June 8th. And kicking off the new CFL season, the defending Grey Cup champion Montreal Alouettes defeated the Winnipeg Blue Bombers by a score of 27-12 on Thursday. This is Jesse Bell from the CFRC Sports Desk signing off and wishing you all nothing but the best. I'll see you again on Wednesday, June 12th for your next sports report.
Now for your CFRC weather report for this evening. tonight, we're expecting mainly cloudy skies and a low of 10 degrees. Looking forward to tomorrow, Tuesday, the 11th of June, we're expecting a mix of sun and cloud, a high of 20 degrees, and a UV index of 7 or high. Tomorrow night, we'll have clear skies and a low of 10. Wednesday, June 12th, sunny skies and a high of 22, and at night, clear skies with a low of 14. On Thursday, June 13th, we're expecting a mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 25 degrees. For the evening, cloudy skies with a 40% chance of showers and a low of 18. Finally, on Friday, we're expecting cloudy skies with a 60% chance of showers and a high of 23. Friday night, we'll have cloudy periods with a 30% chance of showers and a low of 13. That wraps up your quick CFRC weather report for this evening, and next up is your CFRC weekly traffic report. Now it's time for your CFRC weekly traffic report for the week of June 7th to 13th. PSPC wishes to advise users that the LaSalle Causeway is still fully closed to motorists, cyclists, and pedestrians until further notice. In road closures to look out for, Albert Street, Princess to 486 Albert is closed until December 31st to accommodate construction activity. Graham Avenue, Johnson to Brock is closed June 10th at 7:30 a.m. to June 13th at 4 p.m. for the installation of services at Graham Avenue. Hillcrest Avenue, Kings Court to 7th is closed until September 1st for buried infrastructure replacement. The road will be open to local traffic. King Street, Plast Arms to north end of King is closed until September 30th for construction. The road will be open to local traffic. King Street, Plast Arms to Tragically Hip Way is closed on June 12th to 14th from 7:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. each day for event-related parking and storage at Slush Puppy Place. Sydenham Road, Princess to Crossfield is closed on June 12th and 13th for asphalt restoration on Sydenham Road. Sydenham Street, Princess to Queen is closed until September 27th for the Downtown Kingston BIA. Finally, University Avenue, Union to Earl is still closed until July 31st for the Queen's JDUC project. In parking disruptions, the Hanson Memorial Parking Structure Restoration Project is now underway. The work will take place throughout all levels of the building. The work is planned to conclude in late December of 2024. The work will be completed in phases to allow the building to remain open to public parking for the duration of the project. It is anticipated that no more than 50% of the available 271 parking spaces will be closed at any time. There is also parking availability at the Chown Memorial and Robert Bruce Memorial parking garages in the two adjacent blocks to the west. In other delays to look out for, Gardner's Road at Centennial and Creekford expect delays while a contractor completes intersection widening, traffic signal upgrades, and cycling and pedestrian improvements. Hudson Drive at Bay Ridge Public School expect delays until June 28th as a contractor will be on site to complete upgrades to the school crossing. Hudson Drive at Hudson Park expect delays until June 28th as a contractor will be on site to complete upgrades to the bus stop and pedestrian crossing. Maple Lawn Drive, Montreal at east limit of Maple Lawn, expect delays June 10th to 14th as a contractor will be completing surface treatment. Shannon Road, 6th concession to Highway 15, expect delays June 10th to 14th as a contractor will also be completing surface treatment. Union Avenue at University, expect delays June 11th and 12th from 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. each day for contractor to complete work in the manhole. Woodburn Road, Joyceville to Hitchcock, expect delays June 10th to 14th as a contractor will be completing surface treatment. That wraps up your CFRC traffic report for this evening, and next up is Paige and Lauren with your concerts and events calendar.
Hi, it's Paige, and it's time for CFRC's concert and events calendar. Have an event you'd like covered? Reach out through cfrc.ca today. On Monday, June 10th for concerts, every Monday in June except for the 17th, folk singer-songwriter John McClurg performs at the Cove Inn at 5 to 8 p.m. as part of the Cove Inn's monthly musical residency, admission by donation. Also on Monday night, join a night of melodic punk with Wilhelm Scream and Choke all the way from Edmonton, Alberta, presented by CPP Concerts. Doors at 7 p.m. and the show runs until 10:30 p.m. at the Broom Factory. Admission is $22. For events on Monday night, swing by Daft Brewery every Monday for four or more rounds of musical trivia. Hosted by Shiloh Spins from Now and Then Kingston, test your musical knowledge as a solo attendee or as a team and see if you can earn the most points. winning team walks away with bragging rights and a $50 gift card. There is also trivia being offered at the Brass Pub from 8 to 10 p.m., max team size of 4. For Tuesday, June 11th concerts, Tom Savage and Friends host Tuesday afternoon happy hour at the club at RCHA. Come experience an open mic and jam from 4 to 7 p.m. Admission is free. Tuesdays are open mic night at Musicky Cafe and Whiskey Bar from 7 to 11 p.m. Come watch Kingston's local talent. Also on Tuesday, June 11th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., experience ethereal folk rock every Tuesday from Eric Uren and Megan Below at The Cove Inn. Admission is free. For events on Tuesday night, Kingston Pride presents Pride Trivia Night at Daft Brewery. Do you think you know the facts? The event runs from 5 to 6:45 p.m. Admission for the event is free. Also at Daft Brewing Company, they present Euchre Night every Tuesday. The winning team gets $50 in gift cards or 2 6-packs of beer. The event runs from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. and drop-ins are welcome. On Wednesday night for concerts, join Sean McCullough and friends at the Cove Inn for Wings and Tunes on the patio. For a night of country from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m., admission is free. For events on Wednesday night, join us at Daft Brewery presenting YGK Trivia every Wednesday night from 7 to 9 p.m. with over $100 in prizes. Admission to the event is free. Every Wednesday during the day from 11 a.m. to 12:45 p.m., you can come experience the peace and quiet of the historical sanctuary of the Spire during a time of silent meditation and contemplation. Come and go anytime within those hours. Enter through the main doors at 82 Sydenham Street. Proof of vaccination and masks are required. All are welcome. On Thursday night for concerts, the Thoroughfreds play the songs of Fred J. Eaglesmith at the club at the RCHA. Admission is $5 and the show runs from 7 to 10 p.m. The Cove Inn hosts the folk, rock, and blues band, the Retro Kings, for Original Thursdays. Admission is by donation and the show is from 5 to 8 p.m. Also on Thursday night at the Broom Factory, enjoy a night of electro, psychedelic, and funk with multi-instrumentalist Cacao at 8 p.m. Admission is $15 to $20. Singer-songwriter Piner pairs with punk-pop powerhouse Nice On at the Mansion for $15, doors at 8:30 and the show starts at 9. Come with friends to the Royal Tavern for karaoke from 8 to 12 p.m. Admission is free. And Thursday events, there is a fabulous Fantasy Forest Queer Prom presented by Kingston Pride and Trans Family Kingston. The event is held at the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 560 and runs from 6:30 to 10 p.m. With a suggested donation of $15, come experience drag performances, dancing, raffles, and more. Don't forget to wear your best sparkly forest-themed outfit. As part of FOLDA, or Live Festival of Digital Art, join in on 3 days of intensive workshops with Marcel Stewart, Barry Belinsky, Bluemouth Incorporated, and many more. To join is $140, and the event is out of Ingenuity Labs Research Institute. On Thursday, join Immersive Wilderness at the Isabel Bader Center for Performing Arts, presented by FOLDA, with National Theatre School's Indigenous Artists in Residency, Barry Belinsky, where guests get a behind-the-scenes look at VR performance. ED Films also presents new technology puppet tools examining various perspectives of the male gaze. The event runs from 2 to 4 p.m. and tickets are $18. Also as part of FOLDA, at the Isabel Bader Center for Performing Arts, play a book launch of Dramaturgies of Participation by Dr. Jen Stevenson and Mariah Mo Horner. Guests will experience a short interactive interview followed by the readings of excerpts from the book. The event begins at 5 p.m. and it is free admission. On Thursday night as well, Kingston's local drag queen legend, Rowena Way, hosts Drag Bingo at Daft Brewery from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Get your bingo stampers out and attend the event for free. For concerts on Friday night, Friday, June 14th, the club at the RCHA presents Happy Hour TGIF with the Smoking Roosters and guests Grant Heckman and Bob Robertson. Admission is free and doors open at 4 p.m., the show starting at 4:30, running till 6:30 p.m. Also on Friday, June 14th, special guest host Ethan Crosby presents an open mic at Spearhead Brewery from 7 to 10 p.m. Admission is free. R&B and sultry blues group Engine 1095 play at the Royal Tavern from 5 to 7 p.m. Jazz blues band Chef Dogs follows from 8 to 12 p.m. Admission is free. Also on Friday, June 14th, soft rock band Tiny Horse debuts their first album, First Rodeo, at Blue Martini for night one of a doubleheader album release extravaganza with special guest Good Fortune. Advanced tickets are $20 and VIP are $60. Doors open at 8 p.m. Also on Friday, enjoy a mix of 90s classic country and rock and roll with Chelsea Road at the Club at the RCHA. Shows from 8 to 11 p.m. and admission is $5. Also on Friday night, Ottawa-based band Lives Like Skyscrapers celebrate their album release at Musicky Cafe and Whiskey Bar with special guests The Millwrights and James LeClaire. Admission is free and event runs from 8 to 11 p.m. Also on Friday night, soulful singer-songwriter Frank Ryan plays from 9 to 12 a.m. at Tiernanogue Pub. Admission is free. And for events on Friday night, come to Daff Brewing Company for Queerioke at 7 p.m. presented by Kingston Pride. For just $5, come and sing your heart out. For Folda on Friday, they present at the Isabel Bader Center for Performing Arts, Lucy AI and Blue Mouth Inc. and Reimagine AI are recreating an immersive multimedia experience where they invite participants to talk to Lucy AI and then see into her memories and into her mind. Tickets range from $5 to $25 and the event runs from 5 to 9 p.m. and on Saturday, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. Also part of FOLDA at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts, Horizon 360 is a hemispherical film by Sesqui on Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. and on Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. The event is free with registration. To reserve seats, message access at spiderwebshow.ca or call 1-877-FOLDA-24. Also as part of FOLDA, they present Smart Smart. Join Adrian Wong for crafts, coffee, and storytelling and surprises at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts. The event starts at 7 p.m. and can be accessed by live stream, as well as an ASL interpretation on Saturday at 4 p.m. Tickets range from $20 to $25. On Saturday, June 15th for concerts, founder and frontman for Fathead, one of Canada's greatest blues bands, Al Lerman is playing at the club at RCHA from 2 to 5 p.m. Admission is $15. Also on Saturday, join Dave McGrath as he covers from rock to country to blues at the Spearhead Brewery. The show starts at 2 to 5 p.m. Admission is free. During the day on Saturday, join Justin Sleeth, country Courtney Kane, still standing in Sweet Pete in the Heat for the Creekside Music Festival at the Creekside Bar and Grill for a night of blues, rock, and country. Admission is $35 and the door is open at 5 p.m. Also on Saturday, singer-songwriter Tyler Brett Forks at the Loyalist Country Club will be playing from 5 to 7 p.m. Admission is free. Also on Saturday, June 15th, enjoy a night at McKinnon Brothers Brewery Grandstand. Dwayne Gretzky hosts a Saturday Night Fever Dance Night, 70s. The event goes rain or shine, doors at 6 p.m. and the event is $50 to attend. Also join soft rock band Tiny Horse for the second night of their debut album release party at Blue Martini. This night themed Glitter Ball will have a special guest Adam Rodway and the doors open at 8 p.m. Advance tickets are $20 and VIP are $60. Also on Saturday join folk rock and blues band The Retro Kings. They are playing your favorite hits from the 60s to 80s at Chicago Wings. The show runs from 7 to 10 p.m. Admission is free. Hotel Wolf Island hosts the Peter Zumo Quartet, You Can Can, Luca Kablowski, and Lisa Boskovic for a diverse night of classical songwriting and folk. Admission is $25 and show runs from 7 to 11 p.m. For events on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., join the Kingston Pride Parade and Community Fair for local vendors, community groups, activities, live music, drag, and more. The event is at Confederation Park and admission is free. FOLDA also presents Mashup, Explorations of Creative Access and Performance Art at the Isabel Bader Center for Performing Arts. Guests learn about accessibility in aerial arts and music from 7 to 9 p.m. Tickets range from $10 to $25. Also on Saturday, come to Springer Market Square for Pride in the Square with local drag artists and Kiki Ko and Denim from Canada's Drag Race Season 4. The event is presented by Kingston Pride and runs from 7 to 11 p.m. Admission is free. That night at Tiernanogue Pub, join DJ Clement for a night of Pride celebration. The event runs from 9 to 12 a.m. and admission is free. On Sunday, June 16th, for concerts, Come down to Finkel Shore Park from 3 to 6 p.m. for a variety of local musicians, such as folk rock singer Simon Webb and folk singer-songwriter Jen Calder. Also on Sunday afternoon, you can spend your time with local musician Michael George at Spearhead Brewery from 2 to 5 p.m. Admission is free. As well on Sunday, June 16th, you can go to Head Over Heels, an acoustic duo from Gananoque, playing covers of folk, jazz, and classic rock at the Cove Inn from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy the patio, admission is free. Also on Sunday afternoon, folk classical and pop flamenco guitarist Mauricio Montesinos plays the Creekside Patio from 5 to 7 p.m. for a Latin twist on the patio every Sunday this summer. Admission is free. For events on Sunday, come to Kingston's biggest patio at Wharf and Feather in the Holiday Inn for Drag Me to the Punch Pride Edition. The event is presented by Kingston Pride and features a delicious menu, drink service, and a drag show featuring Rowena Way and special guests. With two seatings, the first at 11:30 a.m., the second at 2 p.m., the tickets are $50 and include a choice of entree from the brunch menu. That is all from me for events and local concerts with Paige. Back to you guys.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear, 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.